ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 14. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan sattvatang patihi shrutavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujascha nityada. Tasmat, therefore, Ekena, by one, Manasa, attention of the mind, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Sattvatam, of their devotees, Patihi, protector, Shrotavyaha, is to be heard, Kirtitavyaha, to be glorified, Cha, and Dheyaha, to be remembered, Pujaha, to be worshipped, Cha, and nityada, constantly. Translation. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Purport. If realization of the absolute truth is the ultimate aim of life, it must be carried out by all means. In any one of the above-mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of the living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified, truly or falsely, in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are also advertised by newspaper propaganda, and by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good, either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifested before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janmadhyasya shloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness. Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan sattvatang patihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha dheya pujas tanityada. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Chapter 2, Canto 1, Chapter 2, of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Many of the opening verses are very well known in the society of devotees because they give important instructions concerning what we should do with our life. In the beginning of this purport, Srila Prabhupada states, if realization of the absolute truth is the ultimate goal of life. He doesn't mean to say, well, maybe it is or maybe it isn't, because it's been established in the verses previous to this, that realization of the Absolute Truth is indeed the ultimate aim of life. But Srila Prabhupada puts the word there as a rhetorical device. It must be carried out by all means. And here the means, the principal means are given to constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada's beginning words in this purport, they explain the first word of this verse, both in Sanskrit and in the translation. Therefore, because realization of the Absolute Truth is the ultimate aim of life, and because the Absolute Truth is known in three features, that's been established, the Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the ultimate word. Here, it's not stated to glorify the impersonal feature. How do you glorify? There's a saying in English, it's like talking to a wall. If you're frustrated with someone, they don't listen to what you say. You say, it's like talking to a wall. So to glorify the impersonal aspect is like talking to a wall, because there's no person there. There's no reciprocation. Paramatma feature can be glorified, but the full-fledged manifestation of the Absolute Truth is Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should hear about, glorify, remember, and worship Him. And this word, therefore, also, if we go back to further texts in this chapter, we can see that, well, it's really in our own self-interest to do so. And although it's stated in succinct form here in these verses, it will later be elaborated upon that here in Bhagavatam, that we are suffering in this material world due to forgetfulness of Krishna, due to a rebellious nature in relationship with Krishna, and therefore to rectify that situation, to bring us out of this suffering condition, it's in our own self-interest to hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead. In the purport here, Srila Prabhupada, he concentrates on the topic of glorification of the personality of Godhead, the need for doing so. He doesn't hear in this purport so much focus on hearing about, remembering, and worshipping as glorifying. That is kirtan. Generally we think of kirtan as singing the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanting the holy names. And there are so many names which can be chanted. Interestingly, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Srila Prabhupada kindly presented as the nectar of devotion, in the nine processes of devotional service, it's described nine exemplars of these processes. And the exemplar of the process of kirtan is Vyasaki, the son of Vyas, Shukdev. So his kirtan was speaking this Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukamakad Amrita Rasama. Shukamakad Amrita Rasam. What is it? Drava Samyatam. Thank you. By being spoken from the mouth of Shukadev, this sweet nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam became even sweeter. So much so that his father and Guru Vyasadev, who had explained Srimad Bhagavatam to him, he, along with Narad, the Guru of Vyasadeva, they were among the many persons who assembled to hear Shukdev speak Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. He was speaking to Parikshit, but others came to listen, including Vyas. He thought, well, this is very good. Whoa. It's amazing. He became himself enlivened to hear that from Shukadev. And the process goes on in Parampara. Shukadev spoke, then Vyas again committed to writing, and the process is going on up to the present day. Srila Prabhupada most mercifully prepared his commentary, translation and commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam in this English language. And Srila Prabhupada saw that as the prime means for fulfilling his mission, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of the previous acharyas, of spreading the holy name of Krishna all over the world. Just a few days before Srila Prabhupada arrived in Boston Harbor, in America, he penned a poem called Bhagavan Krishna Pada Padme Prarthana, Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Lord Krishna, in which he stated the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that throughout the whole world, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, Hoi Jate Gaurangera Nam, the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be spread throughout the whole world. But then in another, so that's the, to spread the chanting all over the world. But then in another poem which he wrote on arrival, just a few days later, on arrival in America, and his immediate impression, the Ugrasthan, what a horrible place. why did you bring me here, Krishna? But I guess you have some work. And that work is that they should become Krishna conscious. And how will that be achieved? By hearing Bhagavatam again and again and again. They will, the people of this world, or the Western country, especially is referring to America, the name of that poem is Marikine Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness in America. That would be affected by hearing Bhagavatam again and again and again. And Bhagavatam is particularly meant for glorifying Krishna. That's the point. There are so many demigods glorified in other Puranas. There are so many topics discussed throughout the vast body of Vedic literature. Actually, it's all meant for glorifying Krishna. Vedaisya sarve raham eva vedyaha. All meant for knowing. Veda means knowledge. Ultimately, all meant for knowing Krishna. And actually, all the Vedic literature aims at that. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adavante Chamadecha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. In all the Vedas, the Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas, all the Vedic literature, the actual point is glorification of Krishna. That's the actual point. But even many persons who identify themselves as followers of the Vedic culture, they don't recognize this. They don't want to recognize it. Therefore, Vyasadeva felt incomplete. He'd given everything for all the followers of the Vedic culture so they could come to the point of glorifying Krishna. Everything except glorifying Krishna. He'd done that sporadically here and there. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for glory, highlighting, spotlighting, making it crystal clear. Otherwise, the Vedas, the Trigunya Vishaya Veda, the external face or facade of the Vedas is topics of, ultimately, of material enjoyment. Going to the heavenly planets and in this way enjoying life. But then there are the Upanishads, which is supposed to give us knowledge, forgiving knowledge, jnana khanda. But they're very difficult to understand. Their message may not be very direct or clear. Generally, the Upanishads, they talk about Brahma, Anna Brahma, beginning with food, as the food as the truth. and the topic is Brahma, yeah. Tadvijigyasasva. The topic is Brahma, the absolute truth. But what is the message of the Upanishads? Well, Vyasadeva then, he had to compile the Brahma Sutras to give the actual meaning of the Upanishads, but that also wasn't very clear. It seems, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he explained the Brahma Sutras to the Mayavadis of Benares, he said, yeah, it's all very clear to me, but what the meaning of the sutras is. But then he explained that to them, and then they understood. Whereas it is more difficult to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's possible, because with perverse intelligence, it's quite possible to misunderstand anything. For persons who want to avoid Krishna, they might not find Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are people who say it's ultimately the message of Bhagavatam is also impersonal. There may be some verses which appear to be like that. If you start off with a preconception that the ultimate truth is impersonal. Just like the other day I was talking about that Patakash Ghatakash. That, and what a useless analogy of the Mayavadis give. That it's like a pot, a clay pot, with it's empty, there's air in it. If you break it, then the air merges with the air all around it. So what's the analogy? The panchakosha, the coverings, or the covering of ahankar, which is covering what? But it preconceives that the absolute truth is like the air. It doesn't explain anything. It's based on a preconception that the absolute truth is ultimately impersonal. So if anyone wants to misunderstand, he can misunderstand. And Srila Prabhupada therefore very kindly helped us to understand by, as all the previous acharyas have, by giving their commentaries and by speaking these topics literally day and night, speaking topics of Krishna, glorifying Krishna, to make everything very, very clear that the real need of human society is to glorify Krishna. If we ask most people nowadays, what is the most pressing need of human society at the present time? Probably most people would say to get a vaccine for novel coronavirus, or whatever it's called. But that is not right. That is not right. Because even if you get that, and even if it works, you're still going to die. And there'll be another virus. And he's like, oh, no. Well, first we'll get this, and then we'll think about other things afterwards. And it's round the other way. Glorify Krishna, and then we'll think about other things afterwards. Just like Srila Prabhupada, as a follower of Gandhi, came before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Ultradingi Road, the rented house of the Gauriya Math in Calcutta. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him, we have to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission all over the world. And the young man, Abhay Charan Day, said, no, first we have to get independence, because who will listen to a slave nation? When we get independence, then we'll have our dignity, and then people will listen. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, no, it can't wait. We can't wait for it. The message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so urgent, we can't wait for any political adjustment. And if they had waited for a political adjustment, they'd have would have had to have waited 25 years more, because India didn't get political independence till 25 years after that. And in the meantime, Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur was preaching vigorously, and so many people came to Krishna consciousness who wouldn't have done if they had not been preached to by him, or if Bhaktisthana Saraswati said, "Oh, really? That's a very good idea. Never thought of that before." Obviously, it wasn't that Abhay thought this idea up. It was that the idea that India should get independence had been hatching, germinating for some generations, and it was getting into full swing around that time. So obviously Bhaktisthana Saraswati Thakur was aware of this, but he didn't subscribe to that. Krishna must be glorified. That is the most important thing. Srila Prabhupada did that all over the world and then there's so many ways he did. He glorified Krishna, but primarily by producing books about Krishna and having them distributed widely. One of the books he wanted distributed very widely was called Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's about as far away from bridge preaching as you could get. It just directly says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's no doubt about it. There's no personality development or how to get free from anxiety. No such thing. Krishna, the Supreme, it doesn't even say God. It's how to know God or something like that. Just Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. There you are. And had it distributed massively, widely, with the name Krishna written with K, R with a dot underneath it, S with a dot underneath it, N with a dot underneath it, so that most people, when they see it, they have, what's that? They've never seen or heard of Sanskrit diacritical marks. Probably most people have never even heard of Sanskrit language whatsoever. But Krishna, and he didn't just call it, in short, we call it Krishna book. But the title is there very clearly. It's not Krishna stories. He didn't call it that. He didn't call it Krishna stories. Nice stories for you to hear, bedtime stories for your children. This is, and then inside, a summary study of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vedvyas. Many people may get turned off already because already so many foreign words. Srimad, summary study, what does that mean? 10th canto, what is all this about? Of course, many people got fascinated by the differentness of it. And many people, I personally, sold thousands of copies of this book. Many people were interested because George Harrison was interested. So I sold, I was one of many who was selling this book, showing people that George Harrison, who all of you here would have probably never heard of him if it wasn't with his connection with Krishna and Prabhupada, you would have never heard of him. Just like most people in England nowadays, if you go, here in Tamil Nadu, maybe they're not very interested in Amitabh Bachchan. But once you get Hyderabad and a little further north, and definitely once you get to the Maharashtra border, if you never heard of Amitabh Bachchan, then you're a real idiot. You might not have heard of Krishna, that's possible. But to not heard of Amitabh Bachchan, that's real. But in England, no one's ever heard of him. And if this Shah Rukh Khan went to New York once and a few years ago, and they held him up at the airport and said, "Muslim name, what's all the..." "Oh, actually, I'm a film star." Ooh. They never heard of him. Such a big name. I know the name. I've never seen his movies. I have no intention of seeing his movies ever. few years ago, I sent out a list on an email, list of Hollywood and Bollywood movies approved by me for my disciples to watch. And someone wrote back and said, oh, you forgot to put the names of the movies. Well, that was the point. The list was consisted of absolutely nothing. It was a zero list. It was a list multiplied by zero. This is how I'm a shunyavadi. Why? It's glorifying all nonsense people. And the other day we looked at that Netflix, and what came up immediately? Some story of some man and woman and their daughters, and their daughters, it's just sex, just the same old nonsense, the same old chewing the chewed. So Prabhupada gave Krishna directly. This is Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People should know this. That's the whole point. Prabhupada came to preach. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. It's not a dogmatic statement. The whole Bhagavatam is glorifying Krishna. Why Krishna? Why not anyone else? Because he is God. If you're going to say God, well, in Western theology, Christian theology, and I presume it's the same in Islamic theology, the basic definition of God is omnipotent, omniscient, and he knows everything. What's the word for that? Omniscient, omnipresent. Omnipotent, omniscient. I said the three, but I just can't get. Omniscient, omnipresent, and Sarva Shaktiman. Omnipotent. Okay, I got it. So, and that's about as far as it goes. Okay, so we can agree with that. He's all-powerful, all-pervading, and all-knowing, but there's a lot more to it than that. The definition of Bhagavan is given in the Vishnu Purana. Srila Prabhupada elaborates on that when at the first occurrence of Sri Bhagavan Uvacha in Bhagavad Gita, in his commentary, Srila Prabhupada elaborates on that. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriyaha jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannang bhaga itingena. Six qualities which Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has in full. All wealth, all strength. Okay, so you got Sarva Shaktiman, the omnipotent. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya, all fame, yashasya shriyaha, all beauty. Whoever thought of that? All beauty. God is all beautiful. Then all knowing and all renounced. Whoever thought of God as all renounced? So this is, he has all these qualities in full. And Prabhupada, he wanted to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let people know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Personality, this is a very important point, because nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya desha tarne. In the Western world, people are overtaken by impersonalistic and voidistic ideas. The whole Western worldview runs on the contemporary so-called rational, reasonable, realistic, scientific worldview, which is a bunch of nonsense mostly. Because they want to relegate or dismiss God. That's all mythology. Primitive people in the past used to believe in God. But now we're very scientific, and we know there's no God. It's a dogmatic belief that there's no God. They believe that everything can be explained according to the laws of nature. Therefore, there's no need of any God. The idea of God is there because in the past people used to think that, well, they didn't know how the wind blows and the fire burns and the seasons change. So they imagined some God, and now we're scientific and we know that there are laws of nature. Yeah, but where did the laws of nature come from? Oh, it's all big bang, big chance. No proof. And there never will be any proof. And there cannot be any proof that things just came about like that. You just have to accept it. Blind faith. So their belief in impersonal laws of nature, that the laws are there, but there's no person behind them. They're just there, which is foolishness, if you think about it. It's just there like that, without any cause or reason, which means that ultimately all of life has no cause or reason, and there's no real reason to do anything or say anything or try for anything, because dust thou art and unto dust thou shalt return. Whoops, that's from the Bible. That's mythology. Well, we'll put it in scientific terms. But they're saying this, if you say that we're all just chemicals, or you want to go a little deeper and say we're just energy fields, then ultimately we don't exist. Then you come to Shunyavad. There's nothing there ultimately. So in the face of all this, Srila Prabhupada patiently and sometimes impatiently established with all logic and reason, as we have just two verses prior to this. Tachtradadhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shuta grihitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from Vedanta Shruti. So, presenting knowledge, it's not just some dogmatic faith. This is the first time in the history of the Western world that actual knowledge of reality is of God. Knowledge of God has been given. If you don't know, if you just say he's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, you don't really know much about him. You don't know, then there's not, what's his personality? You don't know. So Prabhupada presented the personality of Godhead with all his qualities. all his qualities are not possible to count, but emphasizing, establishing that he is a personality and he has qualities, just like you and I, we are persons, we have qualities, but he has them in full, and his qualities are not mixed with what Srila Prabhupada used to call any inebrieties. any imperfections, completely perfect. So this glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that should be done by devotees. What should we do during the lockdown of the coronavirus? Well, every now and more glorified than anything, or more discussed, the main topic of Shrotavya, Kirtitavya, Deya, maybe not Puja, but all the other things, the hearing about, the discussion of, meditation upon, the main thing is this virus in the world, not worshipping. Main thing is it becomes boring looking at, I mean, anyway, the news, there's nothing that much, but every just to see how many people died in this country and that country and how many people are affected. It's the same every day, just the figures keep on changing. And then you see that we're going to get a vaccine soon, or we don't know. Someone says it's terrible, it's going to get worse, and someone else says there's not a real problem at all, or it's overblown, and it's the same thing. It's been going on for weeks now. But it's just another trick of Maya to divert our attention away from the really important thing of life, which is to glorify Krishna. Those who are touched by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, those who have accepted Srila Prabhupada's mercy in the form of glorification of Krishna and the process of Krishna consciousness, they're much more fortunate than anyone else. And in fact, they're the only fortunate people in this world. And that becomes pronounced during this lockdown, because what do you do if you don't have any higher aim of life, if you're under house arrest? What do you do? What do you do? Chit-chatting, watching movies. However, at some point it becomes really boring, actually pretty quickly. But the devotees, they have the opportunity, or the taste for glorifying Krishna. So the devotees, they don't get bored, and they can utilize their time very well by glorifying Krishna. So let Krishna be glorified, and let the whole world know about Krishna. Why are people wasting their times without Krishna? People should know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At least, just like the words Hare Krishna in the 1970s became well known throughout the world, maybe not so much now. That should be re-established. That became prominent largely by devotees going out dressed in Vaishnava attire and chanting the holy names of Krishna in the major cities of the world. So the Hare Krishna movement became very well known, and then by the massive distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So that's not there as nearly as much as it used to be. That should be re-established. But we want, at least people should know this term, Supreme Personality of Godhead. We want that should enter the parlance of the people of the world. It's very important. Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Partanu Chintayan. This Paramam Purusham Divyam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, upon who we should always meditate, we should always remember according to the parampara system. So people, this concept, God is a person, we want this to enter the consciousness of people. And then is a person, well, what kind of person? Who is God? Srila Prabhupada sometimes posed this question to members of the public who he met. Can you say who is God? Can you describe who is God? And they can't. Then, well, I can. They say, why do you accept Krishna as God? Well, we can explain like this. This is God, Krishna. If you don't have any, you say God, but if you don't have any better explanation, then you should accept my explanation. You can't say who is God, I can say. And I'm not imagining. This is following the parampara system. That verse, Nivritta Tarishar Upagiyamanat, this Srila Prabhupada, he translates this word Upagiyamanat, that Krishna should be glorified in the parampara system. Simply by imagining, we cannot understand the glories of Krishna. We cannot. How can we understand? We are very tiny. Krishna is so great. But it is our duty to try to understand at least according to our capacity, at least this much. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvang pravartate iti matva bhajante mang buddha bhava samanvitaha. At least this much we should accept. Krishna is the source of everything. Everything emanates from him. Understanding this much we should accept. We may not be able to understand it in the sense of realizing because we're such tiny living beings. But if we accept that as a principle, then we can start to worship Krishna with feeling. How is it with feeling? If we just think that means we have to know more. It's Krishna who is the source of everything. It's not some god from some god and just things just emanate. Then it becomes like Big Bang Theory. There's nothing and then there's an explosion. And so unless we know who God is, then the idea that God created everything, well, why? And why? And how does he do it? And why are we suffering in this world? And there are no answers for that. But if we know Krishna, and Krishna is the supreme, not just the source of everything, but he is the source of everything, yes, but he is the supreme lovable person. And Prabhupada presented, yes, a lovable person means that we offer him with our heart, buddha, very intelligently, bhava, with feeling, worship Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada presented Krishna with so many paintings, so that for the first time, this Western civilization, so prominent, so powerful, so advanced, and so incapable of protecting itself from a tiny little germ. So this Western civilization, such a great civilization, they never even knew that God is a person and God is Krishna. And this is what he looks like. This is what he does. You can see these are pictures of Krishna. This is exactly what God looks like. It's not an imagination. It's as described in Vedic scripture, as described by all self-realized persons, manifest through the paintbrushes of Srila Prabhupada's disciples under his direction with his blessings. So devotees are waiting for that lockdown to finish so they can go out and distribute these books, and this is the best way to glorify Krishna. Let people know about Krishna. Otherwise, lockdown or low lockdown, virus or no virus, simply wasting their lives. Their life is useless without knowing Krishna. And if we just add this thing, glorification of Krishna, according to the parampara system, then everything is perfect. Otherwise, we're going to glorify someone, as Prabhupada points out in this purport. We're going to glorify some film stars or some. Nah. All of a sudden, everyone became, our health workers, they're so great, we start glorifying them. Because they're trying to save our lives. They can't save your life. They can't do it. There's no doctor in the world who can save your life. It's all a bluff. The medical profession should go on so that people can maintain good health so that they can serve Krishna. Otherwise, what's the use of their life? It may sound blunt and not very feeling, not empathetic, but it's a fact. Without glorifying Krishna, without knowing Krishna, life is simply wasted. So we don't want people to die from coronavirus, but we want them to get Prabhupada's books. So if they die from coronavirus, then they won't get the book. So whether you have it or whether you don't, whether you're sick or not sick, glorify Krishna, that's all. Hare Krishna. It's pretty clear. Chant Hare Krishna, study Prabhupada's books. Glorify Krishna verbally by our activities. It's over. You may say, well, why are we talking about it? We heard all this before. Well, it has to be heard again and again. That's the meaning of sadhana. It requires to be done repeatedly. That's the understanding of sadhana, whether it's yoga, health sadhana, or Krishna conscious sadhana, or sadhana for worshipping demigods. It has to be done daily, regularly, repeatedly. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.